朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
奉耶稣哈，不是唱诗歌真有快乐哈。
It was serving the Lord that's joyful, not singing the hymn.
啊，唱诗歌当然很快乐。
Of course, it's joyful to sing.
但是能够在神的面前唱诗歌，那是最快乐的事情。
But the happiest thing is to sing before the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们基督徒可爱就可爱在这里。
And that's why Christians are very lovable.
啊，李弟兄说，世界上有一种很特别的人叫基督徒，能够一面流泪还一面赞美啊。
Brother Watchman Nee says that there's a special kind of people called Christians.They can sing, weep while be joyful.
我们一面还要有十天的禁食，还一面说真有快乐。
On one hand, we can fast for 10 days, and yet we can say we're very joyful.
大家不要误会，我们不是要大家十天都不准吃东西啊。
Please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that don't eat for 10 days.
你照着你自己的负担，你在主的面前，你的心智，你自己挑你可以禁食的时段，你自己来禁食。
According to your burden, you can choose the meals that you want to fast.
弟兄姊妹，我每一次操练禁食的时候，我都觉得那是一个特别的祝福。
Every time we practice fasting, I feel it's a special blessing.
千万不要以为禁食是不吃饭。
Don't just think of fasting is not to eat.
它的确是不吃饭，但是并不等于不吃饭。
Yes, indeed, we will not eat, but it does not equal to not eating.
禁食是因为我们为着神的旨意，为着特殊的征战，为着我们要过一个特别的关口，我们把我们最合法的权利和享受，我们甘心放下来。
Fasting is to lay down our legitimate privileges.When we face a special trial and we go through a warfare.
啊，我们剩下的所有的时间和心力，我们能够专心的在主的面前为着这件事情来祷告。
We want to save our energy and time so that we can focus on praying.
哎，弟兄姊妹，我真的是鼓励弟兄姊妹哈，不是被要求的，但是我们欢欢喜喜的啊，我们来参加教会这一次伟大的征战。
Therefore, I encourage brothers and sisters not out of duty or because being forced.But we will joyfully participate in this warfare.
一开始征战的时候，神就已经让我们清楚看见三个巨人在前面。
At the beginning of this battle, we have seen clearly the three giants ahead of us.
第一个、第二个都分别倒下来。
And we have knocked down the first and the second one already.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到了第三个巨人面
前。Now we're facing the third one.
我们真的是求主祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
让我们在这一场的征战上把一切的荣耀归给他。
So that through this battle, we will give him all the glory.
然后羞辱归给一切拦阻的仇敌。
We shame the enemy who obstacles us.
祝福归给所有他的百姓和周围跟我们接触的人。
And blessings to all God's people and everyone around us.
我们说过，只要跟这件事情有关的，不管是市政府，不管是 contractor， 不管是反对我们的人，我们都要求神祝福他们。
We have said before, anyone that's involved in this matter, either is the contractors or those who are against us.Anyone, may God bless them.
神的旨意通行到哪里，哪里就有喜乐，就有祝福。
Wherever God's will is fulfilled, there will be blessing and joy.
我们这一连串讲的题目是说，至于我和我家，然后点点点。
Recently we have this series, As for me and my house.
我们前面几次都讲了，在家庭的生活里面，我们有一些的交通。
So in the previous weeks, we have fellowship with you. Matters about family.
但是我们现在要来到真正重心了啊。
Now we have come to the focus.
一个美满的家庭不是目的。
A happy family is never our goal.
整个家能够起来侍奉神才是神在我们身上的期望，也是我们信息的目的。
Family as a whole to serve God, that's our expectation and that is our goal.
所以我们不要舍本逐末，光去讲怎么样子有一个快乐、幸福、美满的家庭。
So let's not reverse the priority and focusing on how to have a happy family.
如果这个幸福快乐的家庭不是为着神的旨意而活着的话，
If this happy family does not live for the will of God,
我们终极的快乐、幸福不过这一生而已。
Then ultimately, we will have happiness for a lifetime.
我们在永世里面，在永恒的里面，在神旨意上，弟兄姊妹，这个家在神的眼中是一个没有办法能够满足神的家庭。
But yet, this family will miss out God's eternal will.
所以凡事不是以神为中心的生活人生，他决定不能够得着神的上好。
any lifestyle that's not God's, God-centered will not obtain the best from God.
不管是我们个人，是我们的家，或是我们的教会。
Whether it's for individuals, for our family, or for our church.
让我再说一次，凡是不是以神为中心的。
Let me repeat, anything that is not God-centered.
我们都不可能得着神的上好。
We will not obtain God's best.
我想我们都很，可能很多人都听过一个故事。
I'm sure many of you have heard the story.
有几个人他们是住在一个大城市里面大概有七八十层楼高他们是住在高楼。
Several people live on pretty much a top of a high-rise building.
有一天他们回家的时候发现电梯坏掉了。
One day they, when they come home, they notice that the elevator is out of order.
很多人都在那里埋怨这七十层楼八十层楼高怎么上去啊。
So a lot of people complain, how can we climb up?The stairs.
那他们跟别人不一样，他们脱离了那种埋怨哦，在那里怨天尤人的情形。他们说：“来，我们接受挑战。”
But this group of people is different. They did not complain, but accept the challenge.
他们去旁边店里面买了一些好吃的，一点点喝的东西。
So they bought some snacks from the store nearby.
然后一路上他们就爬楼梯上去了。
So they climb up the stairs.
累得他们彼此打气。
When they're tired, they would encourage each
other. 渴了，他们停下来喝东西，看夜景。
Or they would stop and then take some snacks and look at the scenery.
那经过了彼此的努力以后，他们终于来到了他们七十楼高的地方。
After much effort and trial, they finally reached the top, the 70th floor.
他们正要进他们房间门的时候，突然才发现钥匙留在车上，因为刚刚出去买东西。
As they were about to enter the door, then they realized they left the key in the car.
弟兄姊妹。这一幅图画常常是我们基督徒我们在这里要彼此提醒的或是告诉福音朋友的。
And that picture should often remind us or Christians as well as gospel friends.
因为在我们人生的路上我们常常就会有这种意外的事情或是不顺利的事情所谓不顺利的事情。
In our life journey, we often have accidents or things that are not very well.
有人用埋怨的方法来回应这个遭遇。
Some people respond with a complaining attitude.
有人在那里叹息在那里无可奈何。
Or some people will sigh and feel hopeless.
但是有的人却接受挑战勇敢地去面对它。
Yeah, others will accept the challenge and face it boldly.
但是弟兄姊妹我们在这里要提醒的就是那最重要的事情我们钥匙带了没有
But the most important thing we need to remind ourselves that we carry our key
一路上快乐不是目的
joy through the journey is not the purpose
这些快乐不能把你带进你的房间里面去
A joyful journey will not lead you to the room
钥匙忘了最多再下来只好再下来吧
So if you forget the key then you have to come down again
但是如果我们那天去见神的时候
But what if that day we're about to see God
我们发现永生的钥匙没带
And then we realize that we did not carry our eternal key
这是人生最大的遗憾和一件可怕的事情
And that would be the greatest and most dreadful sorrow in our life
同样的我们基督徒当我们去见到神的时候我们发现说神不能够称许我们这一生弟兄姊妹这是一个何等大的遗憾和亏损
For a Christian if we realize that day that God is not pleased with our lifeThat would be our greatest regret.
再幸福再美满的家庭那天神不称许我们弟兄姊妹那是一个遗憾。
Even though we might have the happiest family on earth, but if God is not pleased with us, we still will have sorrow.
我一直记得徐华弟兄来我们中间传福音的时候。
I remember Dr. 徐华 came to share the gospel with us.
他告诉我们他说一个仍然以自己为中心活着的基督徒。
He says that any Christian who is still living a self-centered life,
他是比世人更自私的人。
He's more selfish than the Gentiles.
因为他现在连把神都拉进来，绕着他转来帮助他。
Because now he's even possessing God to himself.
他说神救我们，一面是真的是救了我们，叫我们脱离永远的审判。
Yes, God indeed have saved us and delivered us from eternal judgment.
但是神要得着我们，让我们这个人成为属神的人。
But God wants to obtain us so that we belong to him.
要让我们这个人成为福音的出口
That we will become the channel of the gospel
让我们这个人成为一个祝福 Make me a blessing
So that we become a blessing to others
让我们能够把祝福带给周围的人
That we will bring blessings to those around us
所以弟兄姊妹我们现在要来到正题了至于我和我家我们要有一个幸福好的家庭太重要了
So now we come to our focus, our emphasis. It is important that we have a happy family.
但是更重要的目的是让这个家能够在主的面前好好的来侍奉神。
But what's even more important is that this family can serve God as a whole.
那整个家能够在神的面前活在神的旨意和喜悦的里面。
That the whole family can live in God's will and God's joy.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件太重要的事情。
And this is such an important matter.
以下我们来 再来读一下约书亚记二十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua again, chapter 24.
我们最近几次都读过，我们还是要读二十四章。
Joshua chapter 24.
我们读十四节、十五节两节。
Verses 14 and 15.
现在你要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意地侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的。弟兄姊妹，我们上次讲过，有拣选的权利其实是一个非常非常严肃而且这个重大的责任。
Last time we shared that if we're given a right to choose, we're also given a very serious responsibility to bear.
神不勉强我们，把侍奉神的这件事情决定权交在我们的手上。
God never forced us to serve, but He gave us the right to choose.
所以没有一个人可以替你替我做这个决定。
So no one else can choose it for you and for me.
没有一个人可以勉强你，勉强我来侍奉神。
And no one can force you or me to serve God.
但是事情并没有停在这里。
But yet it does not stop here.
我请记得，所有的拣选后面是我们的责任。
Please remember, every time we make a choice,We have a responsibility to bear. 我们
必须为着我们所做的决定负所有的责任。
We have to be responsible for all the consequences out of our choice.
我们的决定不仅仅影响我们今生生活的品质。
Not only our choice will affect the quality of our current life.
也决定了我们这一生生命的果效。
And it will also decide the result of our life.
所以没有人可以替我们拣选，没有人可以强迫我们拣选什么。
So no one can choose for us, and no one can force us to choose anything.
但是也没有人可以替你去面对你这一生所做的决定所带下来的结果。
And in the same way, no one can face the consequences for you or for me.
所以圣经上讲到，我们个人都要在基督台前显露出来啊。
Therefore, the Bible says we will be exposed before the judgment seat of God.
要照着个人所行的。
According to each one.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，所以我们一面，当我们碰到抉择的时候，我们都不要随随便便做决定。
So let's not casually make any decisions.
每一个决定的一个抉择的都是机会，但是也都是危机。
Because every choice stands for an opportunity and also a crisis.
当我们拣选神的时候，我们得活，我们蒙福。
When we choose God, we will be blessed.
当我们拣选神以外的事情的时候
，But if we choose anything other than God,
不仅仅在今生，我们的愁苦必然加增。
Not only that, our sorrow in present life will increase.
而且我们要为了我们这一生所有所做的决定，来将来向神交账的。
And we have to give account to God one day for all the choices we made
today. 所以约书亚在这里一点没有勉强神的百姓。
So Joshua is not forcing God's people.
他说，如果你以为侍奉耶和华为不好，你今天就可以拣选你要侍奉的神。
So he says, if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day.
是你们列祖在大河那边的神呢？
Whether the gods that your forefathers served beyond the river.
是过去的神呢？
Or the gods of the past.
是远方的神呢？
Or the gods of far away.
还是你们现在？
Or right now.
所住在这个地方亚摩利人的神？
Or the gods of Amorites.
到处都有神。
There are gods everywhere.
到处都有神，都有偶像出来想要取代主在我们心中的地位。
There are gods everywhere, idols everywhere that wants to replace God in our hearts.
只要我们还有一口气存着。
As long as we have a breath still.
拣选永远在我们前面。
We always have to face a choice.
所以约书亚这么雄壮的宣告，他说：“至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。”
So Joshua boldly proclaimed, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
弟兄姊妹，多少人在临终之前
？So many people before the deathbed.
当他们在那里讲他们的懊悔的时候
，When they say the things that they regret.
你很少听见有一个人在那里懊悔说：“哎呀，我就是没有当到公司的董事长。”
You hardly hear anyone says, "Oh, I regret I was not the CEO of my company."
哎呀，我为什么没有在哈佛读个 PhD？
How come I did not study PhD at Harvard？
人走之前，所有的懊悔差不多都是人际关系或者跟神之间的关系。
Mostly the regrets are relationships with men and God.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们今天还活着的时候，让我们就先来珍惜，做个智慧的人。
So while we still have our breath, let's learn to cherish and be a wise person.
所以我们前面一阵子已经讲过了，得救不是目的。
So as we say, To be saved is not the purpose.
Let my people go 干什么？
Let my people
serve
go,
me, right?
For what? To serve me.
是为了来侍奉神。
In order to serve God.
然后我们也千万不要认为说神救我们，哎呀，原来是有一个不良动机叫我们侍奉他。
Don't ever misunderstand that God was ill-intentioned. He wanted to save us so that we can serve Him.
神救我们是一个 amazing grace, 是一个大的恩典。
It was out of the amazing grace that we are saved by God.
我们这些家伙被救出来，神居然让我们来侍奉他，那是更伟大的恩典。
And yet, for wretches like us to serve God, that's an even greater grace.
我们因为不知道我们所信的是谁，或者我们信的太迟钝了。
Or maybe because we're too slow to understand the one we believe.
所以我们会把侍奉神当作是一个要求，当作是一个代价。
So we may see serving God as a requirement, as a price to pay.
要从某一面来说，的确是侍奉主真有代价。
On one hand, it is true that there's a price to serve God.
但是如果我们真看见我们所信的是谁，所侍奉的是谁的时候
，But we truly see whom we believe and whom we serve.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们不仅仅唱说侍奉耶稣真有快乐。
Not only that, we will see there's joy to serving God.
哎呀，我们一定也会说侍奉耶稣满有荣耀。
We will say it is so glorious to serve God.
我是谁，居然能够在万王之王面前过生活
？Who am I to get to live before the King of Kings？
我们能够自由进出天上的宝座。
That we can come and go freely before the throne of heaven。
我们没有时间多讲，我这里列的三节的圣经，我们很快的看一下，因为每一节都很宝贵。
I listed three Bible verses and we will go over them quickly。
在马太福音第六章二十四节，主说一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 24 says, No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other.
在这里讲到
You cannot serve both God and money.
在这里神要求的侍奉是一个专一单纯的侍奉。
God demands a devoted, focused service.
这个中国有一句话很好，就是人不能脚踏两条船，我不晓得英文是什么。
This is a Chinese saying that a man cannot stand on two boats.
你发现一个人站在两条船的时候，他的两个脚一定是斜的，对不对？
If you're standing on two boats,
你要站两个船嘛。
Then your legs will be like this.
所以你一定会把两个船都推开来。
And then for sure, you'll eventually push the two boats afar.
然后呢？
And then what?
就掉下去了嘛。
And you will fall.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在我们身上的要求，要我们侍奉神一定要专心。
So God demands that we serve Him with a devoted heart.
你不可能说又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve both God and money.
你不能说主啊，我已经把80%的心都放你身上了。
You cannot say God, I have given you 80% of my heart.
你觉得这样子能了不起？了不了得起？不错了哈。
You think that's good enough? It's not bad, right?
赵佳，你回家对英英说：“我已经把80%的爱都给你了。”
If Francis, you,
不够。
If you tell your wife, I have given you 80% of my heart. Is that enough?
我告诉你，99% 都不够的。
Even 99% is not enough.
弟兄姊妹啊，神要我们不光只是因为神是一个忌邪的神啊。
Not only that, God is a jealous God.
而且神知道我们只要不是单一的要来侍奉他。
But God knows that if our heart is not fully devoted,
仇敌就在我们身上还有 ground, 还有权柄。
Then the enemy still has a ground in our heart.
从来没有人去掉癌症的时候是舍不得去掉那么多，留一点好了，没关系。
When we go through a cancer operation, we never say, oh, let's save just a little bit.
只要他在，他永远会 come back.
As long as it's still there, it will eventually spread.
他这一次没有杀掉你，没摧毁你，他下一次回来，他更猛烈。
If it does not destroy you now, when it occurs, it will attack you even more fiercely.
侍奉神这个决定必须单纯。
So the choice to serve God has to be pure.
主耶稣不仅仅讲说当拜主你的神，而且说什么单要侍奉他。我的国语还标准哈。
The Lord Jesus says you have to serve God alone and then.Worship Him only.
一个是应当的当
You have to.
一个是单纯单单的单
And then you have to serve Him with a pure heart.
侍奉主不仅仅是理所当然的，而且必须单一。
Not only that, this is a reasonable service. It has to be pure-hearted.
第二个经文，希伯来书九章十四节，他说：“何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵的献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心？”除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
The second verse, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, it says, How much more then would the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that leads to death, so that we can serve it living God.
所以我们再一次看见主的宝血流出来，主的血洗净我们，其实都不是目的啊。
Once again, we get to see that when the blood of Christ cleanses us, that is, the cleansing itself is not the purpose.
真正的目的是叫我们起来侍奉那永生神。
The ultimate purpose is that we can serve the living God.
其实按照我们这个人啊，
Just look at ourselves.
啊，我们能够侍奉一些有名的人都已经不错了。
It's already very great if we get to serve someone famous.
啊，例如说你是 Bill Gates 的眼前进出的红人。
Say like you're the second man for Bill Gates.
哦，你可能走路都不一样了。
Maybe you will even walk differently.
啊，虽然布什最近的民调不太好，可是你如果是自由进出白宫的人，你也不一样。
Say like if you can walk in and out freely out of White House, then you probably will walk differently.
那不要说如果我们能够侍奉那些有 superpower 的天使，那更不得了。
Say like if we get to serve those angels with superpower, that's even more great.
你能够侍奉比加勒，你试试看，你多神奇啊！
Say,If you can serve Archangel Michael, that would be something.
Michael 底下的一个小喽啰，他一夜之间把亚述大军185,000个人就杀死了。
A small angel under Michael can one night kill 185,000 soldiers.
那威廉举那么重的东西，我们都佩服得不得了。
We already admire William when he can lift heavy weights.
啊，一个小天使可以杀185,000个这么壮的人。
But yet a small angel can kill 185,000 soldiers in one night.
不要跟说这天使长了。
Let alone the archangel Michael.
但是弟兄姊妹啊，神救我们是叫我们侍奉那永生神。
But yet God saved us so that we get to serve the living God himself.
我常常觉得我们信得太迟钝了。
I often feel we're too slow to comprehend.
神如果开我们眼睛，让我们看见我们所信的是谁。
If God open our eyes so that we get to see whom we believe.
神如果开我们眼睛，让我们看见我们今天所得的祝福，所得的救恩是何等的丰盛。
That we get to see the abundant grace and salvation we have received.
神如果开我们的眼睛，让我们看见我们真是神的儿女。
May God open our eyes so that we get to see we are truly God's children.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们真的是欢欢喜喜的来侍奉他。
Let's joyfully serve Him.
我们充满着荣耀来侍奉他。
Serve Him full of glory.
今天早上我们讲保罗的时候，
When we talk about Paul this morning,
他虽然好像是阶下囚，
Even though he was in prison,
一次又一次的被带到法庭上，带着锁链在众人面前受审判。
Over and over again, he was tried in chains.
啊，真正掌权的却是保罗。
Yes.Paul was the one that was controlling the situation.
弟兄姊妹，亚基帕王啊，众千夫长，民间所有尊贵的人绕着他，大张声势而来。这个人一点不害怕。
But when King Agrippa and all the centurions and all the soldiers surrounded him, he was not afraid.
他能够指着亚基帕王说：“我所求的不光是你一个人。”
He was boldly enough to say, King Agrippa, I don't pray just for you alone.
我所求的是今天一切在这里听我讲的人都能够像我一样。
I pray that all of you who are listening to me will become like me.
他真是知道他信的是谁啊。
He knows whom he believes.
这一位掌权的就阶下囚。
This person, the prisoner who's holding the power.
你外面绑得住他，永远捆不住他的里面。
You can chain him physically.You cannot bind his spirit.
你可以把他放在阶下当囚牢。
You can imprison him.
当囚主，可是他却高高的在天上和主一同坐在宝座上。
But yet he's seated on high with the heavenly God.
而第三个经文在这里讲到，叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来。
The third verse.
就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。
To rescue us from the hand of our enemies, so that to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
弟兄姊妹，第三个是讲到是终身的侍奉。
It is a service all our days.
New King James 讲到 all the days of our life.
All the days of our life.
不是只有礼拜天 worship service.
It's not just Sunday worship service.
不是福音聚会的福音 service.
Not just gospel service on Sundays.
All the days of our life. 我们一生所有的日子。
All the days of our life.
弟兄姊妹，单一的侍奉。
A pure service.
一个尊贵的侍奉。
A holy and noble service.
一个终身的侍奉。
A service of a lifetime.
这是神所赐给我们的。
And this is something God gave us.
怎么你们这么讲的都不会笑呢？
Aren't you smiling?
好神奇啊，对不对？
You're not smiling. This is so glorious. 弟兄姊妹，
我们真的要知道我们自己在主的面前何等的荣耀。
We have to know how glorious we have received.
而我们上次也讲到，神所要得到的不光是我们这个人。
And God does not just want to obtain us individually.
神要得到全家的侍奉。
God wants to obtain the service of whole family.
神不仅仅要得到全家的侍奉。
Not only God wants to obtain the whole family.
神要得到全民的侍奉。
God wants to obtain a whole nation.
我想在出埃及记十九章很有名的西乃之约告诉我们。
In Exodus chapter 19, the Sinai covenant tells us
神像鹰一样把我们从埃及救出来。
That God carries us on eagle's wings out of Egypt.
我说过救出来不是目的啊。
And to deliver us is not the purpose.
真正的目的，神要得到一个祭司的国度。
The final purpose is to obtain the kingdom of priests.
让所有的百姓都在这的面前成为君尊的祭司。
So that everyone, all the whole nation, become holy priests.
成为圣洁的国度，成为属神的子民。
A holy nation.A people belonging to God.
所以我们上一次的信息讲到我们用尼希米重建城墙做一个比喻。
Last message, we used the example of Nehemiah building the city wall.
弟兄姊妹，我们个人要奉献给神，要起来侍奉，就像那个砖块石头一样。
Yes, when we individually offer ourselves, we'll be like those bricks.
我们要成为重建的材料。
We become the materials for rebuilding.
成为神家恢复见证的器皿。
We become a vessel for restoration in God's house.
当他们在那里重建的时候。
But when they rebuild.
尼希米记第三章重复的出现，个人对着自己家这个前面的那一段来修造。
In Nehemiah chapter 3, it repeatedly says, everyone builds the section of the wall right in front of their house.
对着自己的房屋那一段来修造，这讲到家。
They build a section of the walls right in front of their house. And this is service of a family.
每一个家在这里修了一段墙。
So every family builds a section of the wall.
而当每一个家都对着自己的房子修造起来的时候。
When every family builds up the wall in front of their house.
整个圣城耶路撒冷的恢复和建造被建造起来。
Then the whole city of Jerusalem, the city wall is built.
所以到了第六章第一节的时候，圣经上说其中没有破裂之处啊，没有空隙的。
So in chapter 6 verse 1 it says there's not a single gap left.
Not a gap was left. 一个缝隙都没有留下来。
Not a single gap was left.
弟兄姊妹啊，整个神家联合起来是一座联络整齐的城。
So, all the sections of the walls are united together, it becomes a complete city wall.
神家有见证了，神家有界限了，神家有保护了。
So now the house of God has a boundary, has a testimony, and has a protection.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这一次呼召弟兄姊妹，我们全家起来进食祷告。
Now we are calling families.To rise up and fast and pray.
如果你们身体的缘故，任何的原因不能进食没有关系，但是我们的祷告不能停。
If for any reason you cannot fast, that is okay, but let's not stop praying.
我们希望每一个家都对着自己的房屋来修造这一段。
That we will all build up the section of the wall in front of our house.
带着孩子们一同来参与这个伟大的重建工作。
Let's lead our children to participate in this great.Work.
各个家接起来的时候 ，not a gap was left.
When all the sections are united together, not a single gap will be left.
所以，一个家幸福好，并不代表这个家就一定爱主。
A happy family does not guarantee that this family will love the Lord.
一个爱主的，他的家也应该好才对啊。
But a family that loves the Lord should be happy too.
但是反过来就不见得啊，你一个家好不见得爱主的。
But a happy family might not love the Lord.
我讲圣经上很有名的一个例子，就是流便、加德两个半支派来见摩西。
A good example in the Bible is the tribes of Gad and Reuben.
他们看见约旦河以东的地方。这个好做牧放之地啊，就是群羊在那边有一块很好的草原，可以来牧养牲畜。
When they saw a good pasture land east of the Jordan River,
他们就派了代表来见摩西，说：“你不要带我们过约旦河。”
So they sent representatives to come to see Moses. Don't lead us over cross the river.
他们说：“我们的产业是在约旦河以东的地方，不要带我们过去。”
Because our inheritance.Right, lies here, east of the river.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，好可惜的事情。
It is such a pity.
四十年旷野的漂泊。
They, after wandering around in the desert for 40 years.
来到应许之地的面前呢。
They just come right before the promised land.
在他们过约旦河真正踏进应许之地之前。
But right before they cross the river Jordan and enter into the promised land.
圣经上讲到两件事，一个因为他们牲畜太多。
The Bible says first, because their livestock's too many.
圣经上讲到第二个原因，他们看见的约旦河东的地方是一块牧羊的好地方。
Secondly, they saw the land east of the River Jordan and said, "This is good for pasture land."
所以弟兄姊妹，没有到结局以前，我们一路上都要小心的。
So let's be careful before we reach the end.
都已经快冲到终点了，他们却拣选着吃好的。
They're almost there, almost reached the target, and yet they chose the second best.
他们说我们要在这里为牲畜累圈，为富人孩子造城。
They say we will build cities for our families and we will build pens and stalls for our livestock.
我要为了我这一生所赚得的财富，我要把它保护起来。
I want to protect all my possessions.
我所建立的家，我的富人，我的孩子，我要把他们好好的保护起来。
I want to protect my family, my children.
他们拣选了主以外的，代替了主要给他们的。
They have chosen what's out of God's will.
他们用好的，就算是次好的，来取代了上好的。
They replace the best with the second best.
但是弟兄姊妹，当初摩西带他们出去的时候不是这样。
But when Moses led them out of Egypt, he did not say so.
神给他们的应许之地在约旦河那一边啊。
Clearly, Moses says the promised land lies on the west of River Jordan.
那个时候出来的这么雄壮，他说我们连一蹄都不留给你。
When they walked out of Egypt, they were so bold, they say, not one hoof will be left.
哦，当初的雄心大志来到约旦河边的时候，是因为自己的牲畜太多了，他们舍不得过去了。
What was their ambition when they were about to enter the promised land?It's because they have too many livestock.
我们求神帮助我们啊。
May the Lord help us.
所以我们要家庭要好，真的要好。神旨意就是要叫我们有一个健康啊，一个好的家庭。
Yes, it is true. God's will is for us to have good, healthy, happy families.
但是真正的目的是要全家来侍奉神，一同来承受上好的祝福。
But the ultimate purpose is that our whole family can serve God.To inherit what's the best.
我们既然成为一家人，要彼此珍惜，弟兄姊妹。
Now that we're in a family, we need to cherish each other.
我以前就常常讲，你看我们中国人已经有五六千年的历史了。
So, I often say we Chinese have a long history of 5,000-6,000 years.
神没有让我们生在春秋战国，神也没有让我们生在唐朝汉朝，神让我们生在这个时代。
God did not cause us to be born in the ancient China, but In present day, today.
而在中国十几亿人的里面，我们却少数的这些人被神带到北美来。
And out of a billion people, we were chosen by God to bring to United States.
北美各地都有中国华人，神把我们摆在这里。
And then there are Chinese everywhere in North America, and God placed us here.
我已经说这是神主宰的权柄，这也是神特别大的一个恩典，好把我们摆在一起。
Out of God's sovereignty and His grace that we're put together.
那更不要说自己家人。
Then how about our family?
生在同一个世代。
We're born in the same generation.
我们成为骨肉之亲，真正的骨肉之亲。
And we become a family of blood.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。